بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Today we recited Surah Hud in its entirety. Surah Hud alayhi salam is a surah of the Quran about which the Prophet ﷺ said, "Shayyabatni Hud wa amthalu." That Hud, meaning Surah Hud and its likes, they have made me an old man. Surah Hud, Shayyabatni Hud. This is because the realities mentioned in Surah Hud are just stark naked. They're presented the way they are. Meaning that if you were to represent Islam as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's omnipotence, that He is totally in control and has absolute power over everything and everyone, then you will find that evidence in Surah Hud. The idea that Allah forgives is true, that is Aqidah. The idea that will come up in Surah Yusuf, that life is up and down, that's true. Surah Hud is straight to the point. It's a strike in every ayah of this surah. It's a strike. It's a bullseye. Every ayah will pierce you and make you shiver. It is not for the faint-hearted. It is not for the feeble-minded. It is not for those who want to apologize for Allah and His Rasul and the Quran and Deen and Islam. Surah Hud is to the point. For instance, one of the ayat at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He will fill up Jahannam with humans and jinn. لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Now some of you will say, well, Allah is Ghafur Rahim. No, no, don't mess around. This is what He's going to do. Right in your face. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ آخِذٌ بِنَاصِيَتِهَا إِنَّ رَبِّي عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ is an ayah in this surah, which is quoted. Okay. It's a quote from surah, from Hud alayhi salam himself. It's Hud's statement. Allah is quoting. There is no creature on earth except that Allah is pulling and dragging that creature with its forehead. Who's in control? Allah. When you listen to this, you should shake, and you should tremble, and you should shiver. The point is intimidate the reader. Oh, no, you can't intimidate. No, you can. He is Allah. He is God. And He wants you to be intimidated. That is the purpose of the surah. As the Prophet ﷺ said, Shayyabatni Hud. That Surah Hud and its likes, they have made me an old man. My hair would not be grey had it not been for Surah Hud. Look at the stories in this surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the son of Nuh alayhi salam. We all know the story of the son of Nuh. That ship is built, the rain and the floods are coming. Allah, the Nuh alayhi salam is pleading with his son, Ya bunayya irkab ma'ana. Just come on board with us. Come on board. Nope. Doesn't come on board. Nuh then pleads in front of Allah. Inna bani min ahlik. My son is from my family. What happened? My family is not saved. Allah says, Innahu laysa min ahlik. He is not from your family. Straight to the point. Straight to the point. I mean, I'm not saying that you use this surah for dawah. I'm saying you use this surah for aqidah. You use this surah for what? Aqidah. That Allah's total power and domination over human beings is manifest in every ayah of this surah. And we must not feel as if this is harsh, but it is not harsh. It is the truth, as it is the naked truth. It is the way it is. In one ayah, Allah says, وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُ. Right at the end, وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُ. That human beings will differ. Human beings will fight. After which Allah says what? وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. I've created them for that. وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. Now what are you going to do? Go to the UN and say, in our madhab, we say human beings are supposed to fight. Let them fight. No, we don't use this surah for dawah. This surah is for your aqeedah. How do you see Allah behind you? Not in front of you, behind you. What is he capable of doing? This is what he's capable of doing. He's capable of guiding, and he's capable of misguiding. When he wants to guide, he will guide anyone. And when he wants to misguide, he will guide anyone. Misguide anyone. When he wants to send somebody to Jahannam, walayadu billah, he will send them. And when he wants to allow somebody to enter Jannah, he will allow them to enter Jannah. This is who he is. Okay. You cannot strip Allah of his omnipotence, of his total power and domination. Okay. Don't play God with God. Right? Now when this has been revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's shivering. He's trembling. He's saying, how am I supposed to give dawah? How am I supposed to call all of mankind when Allah says, وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. I've created you for this. Hell will be filled with humans and jinn. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking. How am I supposed to give dawah? So on one side we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's immense rahmah in this month of Ramadan, and we also see his maghfirah, and we also see his deliverance from the fire of hell. And then comes along Surah Hud. And then what does Surah Hud do? It sweeps all of your emotions one side and you say, Allah is Allah, la ilaha illallah. There's no one there except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you're there standing naked in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment and you're perspiring. And you're perspiring up to your toes, your ankles, your knees, your waist, your chest, or submerged in the perspiration of your sin. This is what Surah Hud is. No one's there to save you on that day. And no one will make shafa'ah. And no one will vouch for you. You are no one's mother, brother, sister, husband, wife, friend. You are there naked in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who's going to now be with you there? You and Allah. لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمْ. As Nuh says to his son, no one's going to protect you today from the command of Allah except the one upon whom he has rahmah. So now, when the last prophet, خَاتُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reciting every ayah of this surah, what is he saying? شَيَّبَتْنِي هُود. Hood has made me an old man. I can no longer sleep. I can no longer rest. I have nothing to do with the world anymore because I have to save and deliver every human being from this. This aqidah. You disagree with it, you're not a Muslim. Ah, but Allah is, no. This is the aqidah. Okay. Take it for what it is. Right? Can you do that? No. It's very difficult. Very, very difficult for us to do that. That is why we have, mashallah, Surah Yusuf next to it. Kind of balance things out. Life is up and down. But don't you dare challenge Allah's authority over you. Life is this way because Allah has made it this way. Don't challenge Allah's authority over you. Allah is capable of doing anything with you at any moment. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ آخِذٌ بِنَاصِيَتِهَا. Every creature Allah pulls, okay, with his forehead, pulls whichever direction he wants him to pull. That's who Allah is. Almighty, all-powerful. Do you wish that on anyone? No. That is why now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, okay, gave examples of prophets alayhim as-salam, beginning with Nuh, and then Hud, and then Salih, and then Ibrahim, and then Lut, and then Shu'aib, and then Musa. All of these prophets came as examples and role models for all the prophets after them, and for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a list of human success stories. That they deliver the message, Allah delivered them. What is the equation between delivering? If you deliver the message, Allah will deliver you. If you don't deliver the message, Allah will not deliver you. Hiding the message means you're gone. Apologizing for the message means you're gone. Being wishy-washy with the message means you're gone. Deliver the message. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Qul. Don't hide anything. Qul. Say it. Express it. And if people don't like it, that's their issue, not yours. It is their issue, not yours. First and foremost, Islam says, take care of your own najat and salvation. First, then others. Very stark, very naked. Al-Aman al-Hafiz, Allah saves and protects us all. Who can think of their own child or their son or their daughter or their spouse now being condemned to hell? No one. Allah says, no, save yourself first. Do you have that in you? To say that I'm saved? If the answer is yes, then you're lying. Because you're not dead yet. You're only saved when you know Allah has saved you in the qabr. Allah save us all. Allah has saved you on the day of judgment. Allah save us all. This is when you know you're saved. So don't go around the world as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved you. He hasn't saved you. You're not dead yet. This is what Surah Hud is expressing to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when it comes down. Okay, when it rains, it pours. When it rains, it pours every ayah, one after another, one after another, one after another. And obviously, when you are carrying the weight of prophethood, as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, then you will not sleep. Then you have to stand up the whole night in dua and prayer and dhikr and salat and tahajjud and nawafil and make dua for yourself and for the ummah. This is what you do as a prophet. This is called the burden of prophethood. Fortunately for all of us, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam carried this burden for us. What do we need to do? We need to deliver ourselves first. We need to focus on ourselves first. Not worry about others. This may sound callous to you, but unfortunately it's the truth. If somebody is drowning and you don't know how to swim, what are you going to do? I'm going to try. I'm going to be a hero. You won't be a hero. You'll be dead in 5 seconds. Since everybody wants to do social work, community work, help this Muslim, that Muslim. It's all wonderful. Allah give us all the tawfiq. It's all wonderful. This surah is addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and everyone who reads it, that save yourself first. And the most ironic an amazing feature of this surah, it begins with this ayah. Alif Lam Ra. Kitabun uhkimat ayatuhu thumma fussilat min ladun hakimin khabir. This is a revelation where the verses of this revelation are very, very strong. Uhkimat. They have been consolidated. they are firm. And then the rest of the surah. Fussilat. And they have been explained. So they have been firmly rooted and they have been explained. From whom? Min ladun hakimin khabir. From the one who is all wise and all knowing and aware of everything that happens in the world. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Surah Al-Hud and through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we recite the Quran in this blessed month of Ramadan, we are listening to these ayat and we should also ponder upon these ayat and take lesson from this surah that the way forward for Muslims is in their private time. When they are alone, when no one is listening or watching, and no one's going to judge you, you judge yourself. Can we do that as a Muslim? Instead of spending hours and hours thinking about others, can we spend 5 minutes about our own judgment in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is what Surah Hud is saying to the reader. This is what it's saying to the reader. And when it speaks to a prophet and to a group of people known as the Sahaba, then they take this message and they deliver it. They deliver it. As I mentioned yesterday, we should not be shy to say we are Muslim. This is what this surah is now reconfirming. That Allah's fadl on us in this day and age, where it is so easy to do anything except be a Muslim. What does Shu'aib alayhi salam say in this surah? وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Again in this surah. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. My tawfiq is only with Allah. If Allah allows me to do this, then I do it. If He doesn't allow me to do salat, I won't be able to do it. If He doesn't allow me to do this and that, I will not be able to do it. If God forbid someone is not allowed to be a Muslim or remain a Muslim, it is with Allah. As I said, very stark, very naked and very brutal. But at the same time, those who stand up and stand straight and they stand firm, Allah will protect them. Allah will give them from His fadl, from His rahmah. And that is now mentioned in the next surah, which is Surah Yusuf. This is how we must see ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The key is in our private time. Okay? Everybody's, mashallah, social butterfly in a bubble when other people are around. And we can talk big and flowery language, but when it comes to one-on-one with Allah, okay, we don't want to spend any time one-on-one with Allah because we're worried about others. Surah Hud says, worry about yourself. If you are not man enough or woman enough to worry about yourself, then you are fooling yourself. But you won't be able to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, this is a sermon. It's not a lesson. Okay. Surah Hud is not a lesson. It is a sermon. That is why the Khatib al-Anbiya, Shu'aib alayhi salam, is mentioned in detail in this surah, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him Khatib al-Anbiya. The Khatib of the Anbiya is who? Shu'aib. And the words he used is for Khatib. It's an impeccable word. Very, very fluent and very eloquent. So in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now gives us an insight into how to give wa'ad al-nasiha. But to whom? To you. To you, not to others. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ means the Khatib is saying what? I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for Allah. I wouldn't be addressing you if it wasn't for Allah. That's what the Khatib says. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us under His rahmah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us from His fadl. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to shower His rahmah and His blessings upon us in this month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliver us all from the fire of hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a space and the shade of His arsh on the day of judgment and allow us to enter Jannah without any hisab for us, for our parents, for our grandparents, for everybody who has now deceased before us, and for our children, for our offspring, and everybody else who will come after us, and for the whole ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.